Tally rises of foreigners murdered, abducted or reported missing in Hamas terrorist attack. By Simon Kent on October 10, 2023. Hundreds of foreign nationals in Israel have been reported murdered, missing or abducted by Hamas terrorists following the deadly invasion from the land, air and sea on Saturday. As Breitbart News reported, many were at the Supernova Music Festival in southern Israel where Zaka Search and Rescue confirmed its personnel have recovered some 260 bodies. The death toll now stands at 1,008, with at least 3,418 injured. The embassy said on X, the social media platform formerly known as Twitter, per CNN. Here's what foreign nations are saying about the status of their citizens in Israel as compiled by UPI and the BBC. Argentina. Argentina's embassy in Israel said Monday that 7 Argentinians were dead and 15 others were missing. A total of 625 citizens of the South American nation have also requested to be evacuated from the Middle Eastern country, it said. Brazil. Brazil's foreign ministry reports 3 Brazilian nationals have been reported missing in Israel. So far, its embassy in Tel Aviv has heard from 1,700 Brazilians, mostly tourists in Tel Aviv and Jerusalem, who have expressed interest in being repatriated, the ministry said in a statement. On Monday, its Air Force tweeted it was in the process of organizing 6 evacuation flights, one of which had already landed in Rome, Italy, en route to Israel. Britain. Jackson Carlaw, a British Member of Parliament for Eastwood, announced via tweet on Monday that Bernard Cowan was murdered on Saturday by Hamas. He said the family confirmed Cowan's death at the hands of the terrorists. Our heartfelt condolences to his family as we respect their privacy and their grief, Carlaw said. May his memory be a blessing. The BBC reports at least 10 other Britons have been killed or are listed as missing. Cambodia. Cambodian Prime Minister Samdech Thipade Hunmane said one Cambodian student in Israel had died in the Hamas attack. Canada. Canada's Foreign Affairs Minister, Melanie Joly, told CTV News on Monday that she has received reports that one Canadian had been killed and 3 others are missing. Chile. At least 2 Chilean nationals are missing. Chile's Minister of Foreign Affairs Alberto Van Claveren late Monday said he had spoken with Danny Garkovich, the father of missing Laurent Garkovich. She and her husband, Ivan Iyaramendi, a Spaniard, were reportedly among those kidnapped by Hamas. Comunidad Judía de Chile, which represents Chile's Jewish community, tweeted the couple lived in a kibbutz near the Gaza border and that their home had been destroyed. The temperance and clarity in his words is admirable, Claveren said of his conversation with Danny Garkovich. We will not stop supporting your search. Chile's foreign ministry said in a statement Monday that it was also in the process of organizing repatriation flights. Colombia. 2 Colombian nationals, reportedly named Ivan Rubio and Antonio Macias Modano, have been missing since attending the Supernova Music Festival. Israel's ambassador to Colombia said he is praying that the couple are found safe, healthy and soon. Our thoughts and solidarity with your family and friends, he tweeted. France. France on Monday said in a statement it was mourning the death of a second citizen who died in Hamas attack. 14 others missing are believed to have been abducted by Hamas, including a 12-year-old child. The information we have allows us to consider that some of them have been kidnapped, France's foreign ministry said Sunday in a statement. France's foreign ministry told reporters in a statement it has nearly 62,000 French nationals registered at the Consulate General in Tel Aviv and 25,000 at its Jerusalem station. Germany. German prosecutors are investigating after German citizens were apparently kidnapped in the attack by Hamas, AP reports. The Federal Prosecutor's Office said in an emailed statement the investigation of unknown members of Hamas on suspicion of hostage-taking, murder and membership in a foreign terrorist organization was opened on Tuesday. A woman whose seemingly lifeless body was paraded half-naked in the back of a pickup truck on Saturday surrounded by Hamas terrorists has already been identified by her family as German citizen Shani Luke. The German Foreign Ministry has said it has to assume that an unspecified number of German-Israeli dual citizens were among those kidnapped by Hamas on Saturday. It is standard practice for German prosecutors to open an investigation when the country's citizens are harmed abroad. Ireland. Kim Danchi, a 22-year-old Irish-Israeli woman, is unaccounted for. RTE, the country's national broadcaster, reports that she was last seen at the music festival. Taoiseach Leo Varadkar said the Irish embassy in the country was dealing with it. There is an Irish emergency response team and citizens are encouraged to contact the embassy in Tel Aviv. Mexico. Mexico's Secretary of Foreign Affairs Alicia Bárcena announced via a tweet on Sunday that two Mexican nationals, a man and a woman, are believed to have been kidnapped by Hamas on Saturday. Late Monday, she announced a third Mexican initially thought to have been taken hostage by Hamas had been found safe. Mexico has also sent two planes to evacuate nationals from the country. Bárcena had earlier said 500 Mexican citizens in Israel had registered with the Federal Department for Emergency Assistance. Nepal. Nepal's foreign ministry said in a statement Monday that it was in the process of repatriating the bodies of 10 Nepalese students who had been killed by Hamas at Ayyamam Kibbutz in southern Israel. In a sign of respect for those killed, Nepal declared a national day of mourning and will fly the national flag at half-mast at all government offices and Nepalese missions abroad. It added that one Nepalese remained missing in Israel and that it was working to repatriate those wishing to return home. Peru. Four Peruvian nationals have been reported missing since Saturday's attack, its Ministry of Foreign Affairs said. The consular section reported the cases to the Israeli authorities for their search and location while maintaining permanent contact with the families of our compatriots to provide them with all the necessary support, it said in a statement late Monday. Seven Peruvian nationals have left Israel aboard commercial flights with the assistance of the mission, with 73 more to follow them in the next 2 days, it said, adding more evacuations will be planned. Philippines. The Philippines Department of Foreign Affairs on Monday said seven Filipinos in Israel remain unaccounted for, according to the official Philippines news agency. The department had originally reported 29 missing, but 22 were rescued by Israeli forces, one of whom was being treated for injuries sustained in the rescue. According to the ministry, of the 137 Filipinos in Gaza, 25 have indicated they want to leave. Thailand. Officials said Monday that 18 Thai nationals in Israel are dead but they are still waiting for verification. The number of deceased increased from Sunday when the foreign ministry said 12 Thai nationals had died. 9 others were injured and 11 had been taken hostage, officials said Monday in a press conference, adding that hundreds in high-risk areas near Gaza have been evacuated. United States. President Joe Biden said Monday that at least 11 Americans have been killed. An unspecified number of Americans also remain unaccounted for, he said. Sadly, we now know that at least 11 American citizens were among those killed, many of whom made a second home in Israel, Biden said in a statement. PAC Vigil for Israel in Los Angeles sings Hatikva, the Hope, Israel's national anthem. He added, it's heart-wrenching. These families have been torn apart by inexcusable hatred and violence. Israeli officials say more than 100 people have been taken captive by Hamas, while the terror group claims to have taken more than 130 hostages, according to the Times of Israel. UPI, BBC contributed to this compilation report. Follow Simon Kent on Twitter, follow @SunSimonKent or email to skent@breitbart.com.